Well, good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited to be with you guys this morning. So sorry for the delay. There was some technical difficulties, but guess what? God is still in control. Thank you, Producer Doug, for fixing the issue. We are getting started and on our way right now with the show on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, which is every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today we have recording artist, R&B recording artist Glenn Jones, and we have from the Chic Sack, Shanice. She's covering for Domencia today. They're going to be giving us fashion tips today. Also, we got Dewan from Salon Dewan, who's going to be giving us some hair tips. We also have comedian, my BFF, and number one female comic in Florida, traveling all over the world, but yet still has time to join us on Dr. Gina's Radio Set to bring us the trending tea. And what'd she say? Gina G. She's going to be joining us shortly as well. But anyway, I am so excited. Even though it's cloudy, even though it's gray outside, God is still in control. I love it, though, you know, because guess what? We are everything that he has promised us, we are it. We have to live in it. We have to believe it. We have to trust it. And we just have to obey it, point blank and period. So I'm very excited about today because guess what? Today is brand new mercies, grace. He continuously gives us new opportunities every day. And so this is your day, sunshine. You woke up today. You got another opportunity. Praise God for that. Today in D.C., we are cloudy right now, 77 degrees. We've been getting a lot of rain. We got showers coming after 5 p.m. through the evening, where our high is going to be 80 degrees. In Detroit, mostly sunny, 79 degrees. You're sunny most of the day. Your high is going to be 84 degrees. Nice weather for you guys. Jacksonville, Florida, shout out to Kevin Jackson, who is healing. God is really touching his body from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. He got some healing going on. God is delivering him right now, and I'm so glad about that testimony. Thank you guys for praying. Your prayers for him are actually working because the Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail much. So I'm super excited about that. Jacksonville, Florida, you are partly cloudy. 86 degrees. Your high is going to be 88. You got some showers coming this evening. London, 85 degrees right now. 85 degrees and sunny. You are going to be a high this evening at 90. These guys got some really different weather today. Los Angeles, sunny, 75 degrees. Your high is going to be 92. Let's see. We got Huntsville. You are 85 and sunny, 88 degrees. I'm trying to get someplace. Fayetteville, North Carolina, cloudy, 80 degrees. You got showers all day, and your high is going to be in the 80s. Miami, Florida, you are 88 degrees, mostly sunny, and your high is going to be 90. If I did not mention your city, state, or country, I got nothing but love for you. No matter what the weather is, guess what? God is still in control. I don't know, that's just in my spirit today. God is still in control. And guess what? You got new mercies every day, just like I said earlier, and today is a good day. Why? Because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we got to rejoice and be glad in it. Shame the devil all day long, because God created this day, and guess what else? He created you. And so two creations together, and he's in control. Oh, my goodness. There's so much glory that could be revealed in one day. So just stay in your right now. Today, we're going to talk about in Ministerial Minute, the love of God, speaking of that. And the sponsor of that today is Salon Dewan. If you are been diagnosed with having thinning hair, if you are diagnosed with cancer, cervical cancer of any kind, you got to get in touch with Dewan at Salon Dewan. If you have insurance, it will cover your wig or your hair pieces. So you got to get in touch with her. She's going to be on later on today to talk about that. But that is who you need to get in touch with for that. And I'm telling you, it will make a world of difference. A lot of people are not able to afford the wigs and everything, but Salon Dewan has exactly what you need. And not only that, she also has the products that you need to help keep that hair together. All products are made by her, and they are produced and as well as marketed by Salon Dewan. So you got to check her out at salondewan.com. Go ahead and check it out. and she'll be on later on to talk more about it. I'm super excited about that because I want to get some hair tips that Salon Dewan actually has to give us on this day. Her number is 202-802-3098. Again, 202-802-3098. She's accepting all insurances, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Kaiser, Sigma, and more. So again, if you have been diagnosed with cervical or breast cancer or any illness that is causing hair loss, get in touch with her. Even if you have just thinning hair, this is a place that you need to go to, okay? She'll take good care of you. All right, today in Ministerial Minute, I want to talk about 1 John 4, verse 7. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So check this out, good people. You know, if we are not operating in that, then it says in the Bible that we are not born of God. And I love the fact that it says that he is love. So all of us want to say, I want to be more like you. I want to live like you. I want to live in your precepts and your statutes. I want this. I want to look like you. I want to represent your glory. Well, one thing for sure in the Bible, it says so many times, I don't care if you cast out demons, heal the sick, if you prophesied or whatever. If you don't have love, it doesn't mean anything. So loving God, loving his people is the first commandment of all that he wants us to walk in, especially through the redemption power of the blood of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. If he has loved us so much that he gave up his only begotten Son, and he's exemplifying what we ought to do is love one another. I think about when Jesus was on the cross, and it was the two men on the side, and Jesus was, accused as being one of those type of people, one of the sinners, one of the bad guys, or whatever he was accused of, and one of them, you know, rejected the truth of Jesus, and the other guy said, "Well, I want to learn more," and because of his he was saved. And I think about that because, you know, he came on this earth to bore our sins. An example of that I want to say is no matter where someone else is in their walk, God still sent Yeshua for our sins, to bore our sins. So whoever believeth in their heart shall be saved. Those that believe that Jesus Christ was born and was buried, resurrected in the blood, and he died, and he bore our sins, and he was, you know, he redeemed us. Those that we believe that shall be saved. And so, therefore, we are to exemplify that kind of love. No matter if your uncle, your grandma, your mama, your daddy, your siblings, or whoever, your neighbor, your coworker, whatever they're doing, we're supposed to operate in love. I know that people do stuff to us. We've done stuff. We might not have heard all of it. Some of y'all say, I don't do nothing to nobody. Well, that's a sin there because that's a lie. We all have offended somebody at some point. We just don't know every time we done did it. Some people say it. Some people don't. But let me just tell you this. Anybody that says that they don't sin is a lie, and that says that in the Word of God, too. You need to read 1 John, the book of 1 John. Okay, this is the thing. We are to love one another. So therefore, I had to not just forgive, because some of us say, you know, I forgive, but I don't forget. Well, that ain't love. We're supposed to love each other despite. Love the homeless man that's begging for money. Love, you know, the wretchedness of a sister on a reality show. We are to love one another. And actually, in love, deliverance, casting out demons, all of that stuff, loving with, you know, sowing a seed, giving, sacrificing, all of that is love. You love one another, and then you exemplify being born of God. And that's in 1 John chapter 4. So I just just want to let you know that I love you. I love you. And God is teaching me how to love the right way. Some of us want to love in ways that if, you know, you do this for me, I'll do it. I ain't doing that if you don't do it. I mean, that's not love. We're supposed to just love. And am I saying being walked over? Jesus wasn't walked over. But first of all, you got to learn how to love. Then you're not going to think that every time you got to self-defend yourself. Because if you're walking in God's love, you already know that God has the final say and that there's more for you than there is against you. And God is your shield and your buckler, and he is your strong tower. Come on, somebody. And that is that the blood of Jesus covers you. Come on. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned. So what you worried about? Just walk in love. God's got you, okay? I just wanted to tell somebody that today. Go on and read the whole book of 1 John, and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's all there. Study yourself, approve, and don't perish before the lack of understanding. Go on and get that word in you, all right? All right, now we get ready to get started. That was a good start, though. We getting ready to go on with the show. We got Glenn Jones coming up, but first we got to hear his brand-new single with Regina Bell. I'm super excited about it. Take a listen to it.
Can play the notes as they were written. We can color in between the lines. We could both release our inhibition. Create a love that's only yours and mine.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Dr. Gina.
Listen, we are so excited to have you on today's show, Glenn Jones. You were in Jacksonville with Gina G. She's going to be joining us shortly. She was the comedian host of that show, and you were there. And so she said that it was amazing. So I'm so glad to have you on today.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Love by Design. I mean, for those that don't know, R&B singer Glenn Jones, singer of hits like Show Me, the way, and We've Only Just Begun. Now, see, I can't sing it like you, but let me tell you, honey, we are so glad to have your voice right now. We are so glad to hear that you got more stuff going on. Tell us a little bit about this new project with Regina Bell, Love by Design.
Well, Love by Design is my first single from my new album, which is entitled Love by Design, the album is. And Gina and I, we've known each other for quite a while. And when I got the song, there's a guy named James Data wrote the song from Connecticut. And when he sent me the song, I immediately heard Regina singing on it. I called her. I sent her the song. And she said, okay, when are we going to do it?
Wow. So, and that's just how it happened.
Yeah. I mean, I've known Gina for quite a while. I mean, we recorded together before. We toured together. We did a song called From Now On, which was a great, great wedding song. And I've worked with her brother, Bernard Bell. He and I wrote, I've Been Searching Together. And we decided to reunite on this. And she's such a great person. Gina's a great singer and the chemistry is great. So I'm very excited about it. It's been a while since I had a project. And we've got 10 songs on the album, full album, and it's an amazing record.
Oh, wow. Well, that is extremely awesome. We're excited about it because it sounds amazing, and we need that. How long have you been singing, Glenn?
Ooh. ever since I can remember. I started singing. I discovered that I could sing when I was very young, about 5 years old. And I was raised in the Pentecostal church. And my mother, she encouraged me and supported me, through my career. And I never stopped.
That's so awesome. So you're still singing, still touring. Anything going on
Yes.
that the people need to know about as far as Love, By Design, and any dates that you're doing? Because I know that you were in Jacksonville, Florida not too long ago. And, you're still singing and touring. What's up next for you?
Well, right now we're focusing on promoting the record. I also have a foundation, a nonprofit organization called the Love Jones Foundation.
And,
Tell us about it. We cater to the what we call the forgotten seniors, and also to the young people. We partner with the Boys and Girls Club, and we go in and we do these workshops. We do PowerPoint presentations, just showing them the history of music and how it's changed down through the years and the different formats, that music has gone through. So, we're just trying to give something back. And I go in and I take my band, and I play from Nat King Cole to Frank Sinatra to Andre Crouch to Glenn Jones. We have church, we just try to love on them,
That is a wonderful thing. How can someone that wants to maybe contribute, donate, volunteer for that, how do they find you with that?
You can reach me at info@thelovejonesfoundation.org.
Wow. Social media, can you tell everybody where they can follow you on social media?
Right. You can find me on Twitter at Real Glenn Jones, also on Instagram at Real Glenn Jones, and I'm also on Facebook.
All right, Real Glenn Jones with Love by Design,
right,
and his foundation,
yes,
all about love. I love that, Glenn.
everything, like you said, everything is about love. I was listening to you before I joined the conversation, and it is all about love, and God is love. And, they have dubbed me as the ambassador of love, because that's what my music has always been about, and that's what I try to project. I love people. I love my audience and my fans, and I go out and I try to connect with them and let them know that it is about love.
Well, listen, Gina G is going to be joining us. Like I said, she was on that show with you with the legends in Jacksonville, Florida. Gina G, you done heard Glenn talk all about love, girl. Was he doing? Was he projecting love on that stage?
Child, he gave everybody love. You hear me?
gave love
and received it. There you go. I was going to say, and receive love. I mean, you tore it up. I'm a fan. I mean, I can't believe that we've only just begun. First of all, it was from 87 now, because you look like, I'm talking about, you just woke up in 87.
He looks so good. I think about it sometimes and I say, wow, we've only just begun. That was 31 years ago when that was recorded, and it is amazing. And even if you go before that, Show Me came out in 84, mm-hmm. So I've been doing this quite a while, and God has blessed me to sustain and still be able to go out and perform and meet my fans and everything. So
and
I'm
wonderful.
Grateful.
And
thank
look
you.
Wonderful.
I'm grateful. Hey, I try to you know, take care of myself, and you know, and the thing is, you know, when you love what you do, then you know there's a lot less stress, and I love what I do, so you know my life is good.
And it shows.
I love that.
It shows.
Yeah.
It was such an honor. It was such an honor.
Thank you. Are you from Jacksonville?
I am not from Jacksonville. I drove down. I'm not from Orlando, but I drove down from Orlando to last minute
okay.
host for you guys. And I mean the whole concert. I mean, y'all was just, I don't know what to say. I was in the back with my mom singing songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was falling out, and I almost had to pick her up. I mean, it was a great, great concert. And the fans loved you. And like I said, you look good. I mean, one of the few that sound, you know, your voice is still so intact and still just velvety smooth. You know how many people got married
wow.
to show me? And we've only just begun.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Hey, look, you don't know how many people have come to me and told me they've got 4 or 5 kids from listening to Glenn Jones music, you know. So, you know, it's a pleasure.
Wow. I love it. I'm so glad that you, aren't you glad that he was able to join us today? Glenn Jones, you are
so
always
glad.
Welcome to, yes, you are always welcome to come on and join us. Anything you got going on, keep us posted, keep us in the loop, and let everybody know, you know, this is worldwide, and we never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Set. Please tell everybody, again, your social media information and that information to get in touch with about your foundation. Please, I don't want anybody to miss it.
Okay, you can reach me on Twitter at Real Glenn Jones, on IG at Real Glenn Jones, and if you want to reach me through my foundation, it's info@thelovejonesfoundation.org.
All right, Glenn Jones. Until next time, we love you on here.
Yes.
We welcome you anytime. Your family.
Thank
Listen,
you,
I want you to
Gina.
Do a, you're
Thank
welcome,
you.
And Gina G. Leave a drop for me. Let Doug catch that drop for Dr. Gina's Radio Tech. Can you do that for me? I think he's gone, Gina, don't you?
Oh, he's probably so busy he didn't know what to do. He's gone.
I should have asked. But maybe Doug will catch him. But anyway, we'll go ahead and continue with the show. We got to take a commercial break, and then we're going to get What She Say, and then we're going to go right into Shanice, and she's going to be telling us some fashion tips from the Chic Shack. We'll be right back.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Yo, Yo, what's up? It's your boy, one thrill to play of the world famous multi-platinum 69 boys. And whether you're tootsie rolling or whether you're just sitting back vibing, you're in tune to the sound of Dr. Gina's radio show. For sure.
I love him. All right. If you've ever seen me in action on stage, everyone always tells me that they love my blouses, my outfits, fans, glasses, I'm telling you, pocketbooks, whatever. Then you need to know I get all of my stuff, all of my designs, all of my fashion from the Chic Shack at 1230 8th Street in Northeast Washington, D.C. You can find them online at thechicshack.com or on Instagram at The Chic Shack and on Facebook, The Chic Shack. Joining us right now is Shanice from The Chic Shack. Hi, Shanice.
Hi, everybody. How are you?
Gina G, you got Shanice. Remember, she was there at the shop when you came in town.
Yes, I remember when we was scoping out the scene. I do remember.
Hey, Gina, how are
what you?
What
you got? We're good, girl. What you got for us today? What fashion tip is going on?
So, ladies, I want to talk to you today about transitioning your summer pieces into the fall. A lot of times we feel pressured to pack up our summer stuff and prepare for the fall when you can take a, you know, simple maxi dress or your favorite sundress and just simply add like a cardigan or a blazer with a chunky belt to give it that fall look, and also add like a nice ankle boot or even a thigh high boot depending on the length of the dress to give it a fall appearance. Mm. Also, we all have a lot of ripped up denim, like jeans and shorts, that we also feel pressured to kind of pack away. But you could also just simply add like a pattern tight, like a fishnet or a floral print tight underneath it. Add it with a super cute T-shirt and a leather jacket or a denim jacket, and just, you know, repurpose that whole summer look into something that's going to be great for autumn.
I love it. I don't know about anybody else, but I love that idea. I live by that. I buy stuff year-round stuff. I like to get stuff that I can wear all year round. I'm sorry. And I noticed that with cotton and, you know, layering and things like that, it's so easy to do. And it's just you get more for your buck. Do you do that, Gina G?
I sure do. I have thrown on a couple fishnets under some holy jeans, and you know, before it was cool, they thought I was crazy. But it's a nice, cute look, especially with a ankle boot or something. Honey, you are killing the game. She is so correct.
That's not crazy. It's a great way to repurpose a look.
Yep. So you won't have all your thighs out.
Also, a lot of, now you'll see when you're going into stores that you'll see a lot of people are transitioning into fall clothing. So you'll see a lot of summer clothing is going on sale, but I do want you ladies to also start checking online stores, some of your favorite stores. It really doesn't matter. A lot of those last year's fall or winter pieces are still in the clearance rack, and this is the perfect time to buy it when it's like 60 to 75% off.
Oh, yes.
I love it. Look, I feel like shopping right now. Listen, what are your store hours? Let everybody know so if they're in the DMV area, they can come and see you today.
So today is a perfect day to come out and see us. We'll be open from 2 to 7. We're closed on Sundays and Mondays. Tuesday through Friday, we're open 2 to 7. Starting this Friday and Saturday, we're going to be starting our shop and ship. Everyone knows that 8th Street is full of wonderful bars, lounges, and restaurants, so a lot of times you don't come down there to shop. So what we've offered to our clientele is that if you come in and shop with us, we'll ship your merchandise back home to you for free, so that way you can continue to go out and eat, lounge, or drink, and not worry about carrying any bags.
That is such a great idea, because 8th Street is, isn't that awesome? That is such a great idea, because people don't want to carry stuff around, just like, you know, people don't often want to carry stuff when they are
when you're down there. Yeah, when you're down there going to a bar or going to a lounge, you're right. I don't want to have all these bags. But when you're going to shop,
don't want to leave them in an Uber. You don't want to leave them in an Uber or leave them at the bar stool or in your seat when you want to go dance or whatever, or mingle or whatever. Great idea. I love to see that. You know, you guys.
So if you're in,
you guys, go ahead.
So if you're in the D.C. area, we're going to be at 1230 H Street, where the Chic Shack, we're located right beside the Popeyes. We're going to be open from 2 to 9 this Friday, and starting at from 2 to 9 till we're closed. If you come in and shop with us, we'll ship your items back home to you for free.
Ha! Great deal. Great deal. It's a colorful, beautiful, eclectic. You got new fashion. You got trending fashion. You got everything at the Chic Shack. Glasses, jewelry,
yeah.
Pocketbook, shoes, whatever. Jackets, coats, et cetera, and et cetera. Right there at the Chic Shack, you will see Shanice and Demetria there. Anyway, please let them know, again, your Instagram, your information on social media.
So you can follow the Chic Shack on Instagram at the_chic_shack. Chic is C-H-I-C, Shack, S-H-A-C-K. We're also online, the-chicshack.com. You can follow myself, Shanice, at Vin, that's V-I-N, .branded at, on Instagram.
Let me ask you a question, Shanice. Now, do you also help people with style if they're a little,
yes,
you know, trying to mix in? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. We also do in-house styling at the Chic Shack. So if you have events or if you just want some to revamp your wardrobe, you could come into the store and between store hours. You can reach out to us on social media, and you can set up appointments to come in and chat with us to help you with any styling or wardrobe advice.
Love it. All right, the Chic Shack. And what is your phone number? I know we gave a lot of the information, the address and everything. What is the number that they can call you if they need further directions or whatever?
So the phone number for the store, it's going to be 202. I don't know. It's 202-733-3194.
Okay. I'll double check that real quick, but I think you're right. Yeah, because I know sometimes people are driving and they say, well, okay, so the number is 733-3194, 202-733-3194. The Chic Shack. All right, Shanice, you're going to be there. They're going to be there, too. All right?
All right. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. All right, Gina G, what'd she say?
Well, what she say today is really, you know what, I'm going to take it a little bit deeper today because sometimes I can be shallow, but today I want to take it deeper. I want to say, you guys, relax. How about we relax? We're going to make mistakes, people. We're going to make mistakes in life. We're going to make mistakes in relationships. We're going to make mistakes as parents, as coworkers, as friends. Relax. It is by God's grace that we are forgiven. So it's like ask for forgiveness. You know, it's like we don't have enough of that. And it just seems like people are so into, oh, well, you did this, and you did that, and you did that. I'm going to make a mistake. Please forgive me. I mean, it's something so small, Dr. Gina, and it just keeps coming to my attention just from hearing other stories from other people calling me and, you know, ask me for advice and, you know, well, I messed up and, you know, should I feel like this and should I feel like that? Listen here, you're going to mess up. It's all part of the plan, believe me. He knew you was going to mess up before you messed up, and he knew what the outcome was going to be of the situation. So what she said, yeah, I said it. Gina said it, not Dr. Gina. Gina G said mess up. Go on and make some mistakes, because I'm telling you that is the only way we are going to learn, we're going to forgive, and move on, people. I'm tired of people trying to be so perfect. We want the perfect this. We want the perfect that. And you're killing yourself. Mess up. It's okay. It's okay,
yeah,
to mess up.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. There is no condemnation. There's no condemnation to those that love God. So when you mess up, get up and don't condemn yourself. But don't be in a cycle of just you just going to live a life of messing up. You're always.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
You're not going to do that.
You're not going to do that. That is not what she said. Let me take
You know, because I used to live like that. I used to live condemning myself and beat myself up. I fell short. I made a mistake. And, you know, it's not the way that God has set us free. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And we have to learn to receive God's love. Don't condemn yourself. How do I not do that? I feel bad. Well, listen, that's of the devil, because when you repent and you ask God, you done repented, asking mm-hmm. God to forgive you. He done forgave you because you repented, mm-hmm. and you thank him for your forgiveness, and you remember that you're covered in the blood of Jesus, and you remember that he loved you so much and nothing can separate the love of the Father from you, and you remember that he redeemed you through the blood of Christ. You remember all of that, and you remain right mm-hmm. there. And yep. you don't allow guilt, condemnation, and shame to re-enter. You remain mm-hmm. free. It doesn't matter. You don't have to do nothing else but repent and receive
right.
God's love. That's it.
Because he already forgives you, you know.
Yes.
He already forgives you.
Yes. So I have learned that because I always thought, oh, I gotta keep myself in line, and I gotta do this, mm-hmm. and I gotta do
Perfect.
That. And if nobody knows, if I don't tell nobody that I sinned, then who I need to hold myself accountable. But listen, it's nothing to do but to repent and receive God's forgiveness and his love and stay right there. And anything
That's
that
it.
Casts itself against that word is of the devil, and you must cast it down in the name of Jesus.
In
and you
plead
the blood of Jesus over your mind. But no, mm-hmm. nobody's perfect. We're going to make, Jesus was the only one that walked the earth without sin. And, you
That's
know,
right.
we make mistakes. And if we continue to believe that, you know, this is how we are and this is the way it's going to be, then we'll continue in that cycle. No, we have to believe that we are more than conquerors.
That's right.
Okay? We are
That's
more
right.
than conquerors, and we are overcomers, and we are victors, and we do not have to live bound by the devil's lies anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's enough grace to get you through that mess. So just, like, gee, come on now, Dr. Jeannie. You know, I've been getting a little deep, child. You hear me? I've been getting deep, and I say, I've been listening to Creflo Dollar, honey, and I'm like, you know, that preacher breaks it down. So I have been really, I'm just blessed to be around someone like you and speak to you every day. And just know that, first of all, it is just the coolest thing to love the Lord and give him all, you know, all the praise and grace. So I'm just excited, and I just thank you because that word came from just things that we talk about, you know, off the show and, you know, things that are going on with other people. So I'm just, I don't know what, I'm just learning. And the more
you
learn, tell you, the more you know.
And I love that. I love your transparency in that because that's what people need to know. We are not perfect, and we don't ever always know everything. We're going from glory to glory. And
mm-hmm.
like I said, I've been in ministry for 16 years, and I didn't even realize I was condemning myself, which is a sin. I didn't even know
yep.
that. I was
yep.
condemning myself and literally living under guilt and shame and thinking I was doing, you know, I was okay. And God
yeah.
just told me, that's not me. I'm not condemning you because there is no condemnation. There is no guilt because I have already
yeah.
set you free. You know, Jesus bore all of our sins already. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
But
I love how you stirred this up because, you know, the basics of what you are saying is the fact that, and this is for those that don't know, that is learning, even might be at a level not even quite where you are, might not have heard any sermons or may not have heard but one or two. I mean, so this is something that you're sowing, and it's just the fact that you're not perfect and you're, you know, you don't condemn yourself. I mean, you're saying, that's what you're saying. But the key element of living out of that is to remember that the blood already prevails over all of that, even your sin, and that God has forgiven you when you repented, and that you have already been redeemed, and there is no condemnation to those
that's
that love
right.
God, and that you are an overcomer over mistakes and tests and trials and tribulations and generational curses. You are overcoming. You have overcome all of that. So now we just
mm-hmm.
got to stay there.
That's the challenge
right
that's
there.
That's the thing. Believe in faith, because the man that died next to Jesus, he didn't have time to go to church. He didn't have time to go to Bible study. He didn't have time to do nothing. All he had time to do is believe.
Girl, go ahead and
That's
preach
it.
That right in your heart. I love this. Yes, Gina. Yes, girl. Yes.
It's the truth.
We got preachers being born on Dr. Gina's radio set. We done already, I think somebody done already ordained Doug as a preacher.
Yeah.
We've been calling him
Preacher
that.
Doug.
And now, you, Gina, girl, you better go on and say that. Praise God for that. Well, listen, I thank you so much for what you say. I hope that helps somebody, freed you up today. I hope you repent right now and moving on and laughing with us the rest of the show, because we got still more show for you. Right now, we have DeJuan from Salon DeJuan, and she's going to tell us what's going on. We ain't heard from DeJuan in a minute, even though we got her commercials going. We need to know what kind of special she got going on, because she always got something going on. DeJuan, how you doing?
Hey, Gina, how are you?
I'm good. Gina G's on, too.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you? Oh, both Gina's. Hi. How's everybody?
We are good. We had Glenn Jones on talking about love. We just got nothing but love stuff going on, girl. What is going on at Salon DeJuan?
Well, I have an event coming up August the 18th, which will be I'm not sure if you've heard of Greater Washington Urban League. They're doing an event for back to school for the kids.
I have.
So we're doing a free haircut and free styling for the girls. And it will be August the 18th in D.C. Same old thing, trying to make everybody more beautiful than what they already are.
Well, I also mentioned about the insurance and the Sigma and the Kaiser and accepting all of that. And, you know, that's part of the commercial. Because your commercial, I don't even know if you know this, but your sponsorship goes before Ministerial Minute, and I always let people know about that. And I think it's so incredible. How is that coming along? Are people taking advantage of that opportunity?
Yes, a lot of people don't know about it, so I try to push it out there in social media every day if I can. What it is I am a vendor of Kaiser, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Cigna. And if you have hair loss, any type of hair loss, you can go to your dermatologist and get a prescription for a cranial prosthesis, and you can come to me, Salon DeJuan, and I can make a custom wig for you. And the good thing about it is I'll give you a receipt, and you can take that receipt and your prescription to that insurance company and get your money back.
I love it. And I have to tell everybody this, DeJuan, while I got you on the phone. Those of you know that I wear, hair pieces and all of that. And DeJuan has been doing my hair for about, 2 years now? Two years?
Yes, yeah, been 2 years.
Cut the trim. You know, she has a healthy way of putting those tracks and that front lace and that tarsal in and just using her products and everything. I can say that my hair has done, amazing. So much that I was actually able to get braids. I mean, I miss you so much. But I had never been able to wear braids. And I just couldn't believe how much my hair had changed so much that I was able to get braids and wear these braids. And I just say that to say thank you for your products. I mean, all of them, from the shampoo to the detangler and the oils and everything. It has just been amazing. Her hands are so anointed. So I just wanted to testify to that and also say that I am coming back because I am done with braids after this. Because I done warmed the entire summer, and I am ready to transition back to my hair. And so I will be coming back to see you in a couple of weeks, if not sooner. So I just want to let you know that. I want everybody to know about your products as well, DeJuan, because your products really have a natural way of doing some strengthening and thickening and especially when you come to you on a regular basis and you're trimming the ends. Tell people about that.
Yeah, I have several products, and they're all natural, starting with the clarifying shampoo. It's infused with argan oil. I have a moisturizing shampoo. I have a hydrating cleansing conditioner. You can actually use that cleansing conditioner as a shampoo as well. I have a conditioning detangling spray. I have one of the best sellers is my argan oil. It's a pure argan oil. Another bestseller would be the glaze. I just came out with an edge control that you can use to mold your ponytail down so the fine hairs can stay in place.
I love it.
Yeah, you can use it as a lace holder.
Especially when it starts growing And I need to cut that thing down. Yes, indeed.
And that's better because you don't want to keep putting glue to hold your lace down to your skin because eventually your hair will come out. So
I don't even use glue. I never had. Yeah. You taught me that. No glue.
Never use the glue to hold your lace down. Yeah.
So
go ahead.
No, go ahead, Duane.
Also, I have a grease that has it's a coconut oil. It has tea tree oil infused in it, and then I have body care products as well, such as like the scrubs, lotions, body butters, sprays, and you can find all of that on my website, which is www.salonduane.info. Everything is right there.
And it's a store. It's a beauty supply store, people. She has the hair. She has doing lashes, mink, and regular, and nails. It's just a beauty salon and shop and store and everything. Gina G does hair as well. Do you have anything that you wanted to add to this conversation, two beauticians with another?
Well, I'm the kitchen beautician. So you know what? I'm gonna leave my comments in the kitchen, but just being able to, you know, being able to bless someone with a custom wig and make women feel beautiful, that is on a whole nother level. And I mean, I just love it. Bless you, because I've seen it.
Thank
and
you.
I know the transformation and what they go through with thinning hair or no hair for them to just be beautiful. Girl, you, I can't do that in the kitchen. That's all I'm going to say.
But I love this. I love this. So Gina, Dewan, she's here, and when you come and visit, we're going to have to stop by the shop so you can see her and see the products and all that stuff, and we're going to take pictures and all of that stuff, Gina G. All right, Dewan from Salon. Dewan, tell everybody how to reach you.
Gina, I have they can reach me by calling me at 202-802-3098. They can Google me, Google Dewan, D-E-J-U-A-N, Andrea, and a lot of things will come up. You can also go to the website at www.salonduane.info. But I wanted to say one more thing. I'm getting ready do a monthly membership where people can try my products. So that's also there on the website as well. So they can see that. They go to the membership section. They can get like a glam, it's called the glam box. So the glam box will have a few items in it, small sizes, 4 ounce sizes, and they can try it. And if they like it, they can continue to get those items on a monthly basis.
I love it. See, I'm talking about creativity, honey. She got something for everybody. She going to meet you just where you are. You are VIP. That's where you are.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, Dewan from Salon Dewan. I'll be seeing you soon, sister.
Okay, thank you. See you all.
All right, love you. All right, now we're going to take, we did take a commercial break, but we don't, you know what? I think we could go ahead and get the trending tea because we need to know what's going on with Demi Lovato. What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. Demi Lovato, which is an American pop singer, she overdosed, supposedly, allegedly, on heroin, which was something she was addicted to years ago. This happened on yesterday. This morning she was awake, you know, with friends and family by her side. One of the friends say that it was not heroin, but just, I mean, that was just her drug of choice before she checked herself into rehab. So our prayers go with Demi Lovato, such a beautiful, talented young lady who this is a relapse for her because she had been doing so well. So well. So we definitely want to send out our love and prayers to Demi Lovato. But she is awake today, thank God, because I really feel like if there wasn't anyone home, that would have been, yesterday would have been it for her. So thankful to have friends, people around her that were able to, you know, rush her, try to wake her up, and they injected her. You know, I mean, the medical terms, a lot of stuff that they did basically to just bring her to come around. So this morning she is awake, so we're praying for Demi Lovato. We got to pray for the 20 people that died in the wildfires in Greece. They have a crazy wildfire going on, which normally is in California. I've never really heard of the wildfires taking over in other countries. So this is news to me, but love and prayers go out to the families of the 20 people that lost their lives. We also in Colorado, they were flooded over the weekend. So, I mean, they've lost homes. They had to evacuate. So, I mean, it's a lot going on in the world, from the fires to the rain. I know here in Florida, it rains every day. Every day, thunder, lightning, rain. So not just a couple showers, but everywhere. We have President Trump, Hollywood star, got vandalized on Hollywood Boulevard, his star. And this time it was like, I mean, it was dug up. It wasn't just spray paint on, or, you know, we've had people leave feces on it. This time someone took a sledgehammer and dug up President Trump's Hollywood star. So, of course, if they are found, they will be charged, but no one has been arrested on that. Ivani, I can never say her name, so please forgive me. Mrs. Trump, Ivanica, I can never say the girl's
Ivania.
Name.
I think it's Ivania.
It's Ivanka. I can't never say it because when she says it, her accent.
I don't know if it's Ivania. I don't know, but go ahead.
But Mrs. Trump, anyway, she is shutting down her clothing line in pursuit of public policy. So she's giving up the fashion to go into politics. Only in America. Let me just say that. Odell Beckham, which is a football player, he has been baptized. He got baptized over the weekend. We never really hear about that anymore. But for someone of his stature to be baptized publicly, I think it was a great move. Good job, Odell Beckham. That was amazing. We have J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, turns 49 and looking good. You know what? Between you and J-Lo, Dr. Gina, I'm tired of y'all looking that good at 49. Y'all getting on my nerves now. And if you watch Black Panther, the movie that has swept the world, that's the number one movie in the world, his sister, Shuri, she is getting her own comic book line. So this is going to be wonderful for not only black females or young girls, but for all females, letting them know that you can do anything. So there's a lot going on in the world, but those are the few that caught my attention. I just want you to keep, you know, this country and our president prayed up still as well, because he is still, you know, taking to Twitter to express his feelings. So if you guys can continue to pray for this country, we'll pray for you guys. There was something going on in Canada. It's just been stuff all over. So we definitely
it's
just have to stay prayed up, you guys. Yeah, it's a lot going on.
Michelle Williams, I want to keep her lifted up in prayer.
Keep her, yes.
You know, she went into, went in
the mental illness.
Yep, and then also the young lady that was in the car accident, the video girl. Melissa Ford, yes.
We must not forget about Nia Wilson, which is the young 18-year-old young girl who her and her sister got attacked on the train in Oakland, California, a hate crime. This guy went up to these young girls while they were waiting on the train and just started slicing. And they were 18 and 22, and they were sisters, and the youngest one, who is 18, Nia Wilson, has died. And the sister is still recovering. The guy was on the run, and they just found him Monday. They caught him Monday night. So, I mean, I can't even imagine waiting on the train with my sister, and this guy just goes crazy and ballistic. These hate crimes have to stop. Donald Trump has pulled out so much racism in this country, and it is ridiculous. From people calling the police on 8-year-old girls selling water, from people calling the police on a young 10-year-old boy selling hot dogs, they didn't call the police on the man wearing socks at the pool. I mean, it's just America is this racism is getting out of hand. So we definitely want to send our love and prayers to Nia Wilson. Make sure we spread that name around, because it's so 18 years old, Dr. Gina, doing absolutely nothing.
And the young lady that lost her family in
My goodness, on the cruise. Oh, my goodness. She lost 9 of her family members. It was 11 of them on board. She has lost 9. She asked the Lord to take her. That is how devastating this must be, to lose 9 of your family members at one time. I mean, it's just so much going on. But, you know, God has a plan and he makes no mistakes. But that is a tough pill to swallow. That really is. Oh, my goodness. It's so much, Dr. Gina.
It's a lot. But God is so faithful. We just got to keep on praying. Just got to keep on praying, you guys, and lift each other up and operate in love. All right, this has been an incredible show. Technical difficulty can't ever stop the flow of what God's going to do. We talked about love all day today. Ministerial Minute was about love. We got loved all on by Glenn Jones with his love song, Love Design. And we were loved on even more with What She Say. God showed up and showed out, told us there's no more condemnation and that we are going to make mistakes, but don't condemn yourself. That's what Gina G say, and that's what Dr. Gina say, but that's what the words say. Also, we also had Shanice from the Chic Shack representing for Domencia, the owner, entrepreneur herself, and also we had all the love about our hair. Yes, we got the love on our hair, ladies. We got to pay attention to it, take care of it, groom it, shape it, and if we need some help, call Salon DeJuan. DeJuan at Salon DeJuan. All right, we got loved on by her, too, and Gina G with the trending tea and all that she brings, joy and laughter. We had an amazing show.
We did.
Didn't we?
We did. It
goes by
amazing.
Too fast. It goes by too fast. Where can everybody reach you?
You guys can reach me on the social media sites. You can reach me on Instagram and Snapchat at Gina G Too Funny. That's Gina G the number 2. Or you can like and follow my fan page on Facebook, Gina G T O. Oh no, I'm sorry. It's actually Gina G Too Funny as well. I'm shutting down the personal Facebook page. So many pages are getting hacked. So pretty soon I'll be letting that one go. But you can like my fan page and follow at Gina G Too Funny.
All right, you got a show going on Saturday. Where is it?
That is going to be in Ocala, Florida at the, the Riley Arts Theater in Ocala, Florida. Showtime is at 9 o'clock, you guys. Look on my Instagram for information.
And something tomorrow at your regular designated spot.
Regular designated on Thursday. I have the Chef Eddie's, which is downtown Orlando next to the Amway Center, the number one soul food restaurant in Orlando. I'll be hosting the Sink and Swim, which is a comedy competition. If you got it, you're swimming. If you don't, you done sank.
Well, amen. Listen, you can follow me on at Gina R. Prince on Instagram. Thank you guys for blowing it up. I thank you for keep adding yourself on to Dr. Gina's radio chat. That's thebomb.com. I love you guys to stand connected and stand tuned. Please don't forget to go get your copy, your digital copy, or your hard copy of Born in the Sin, Transforming the Destiny, a bio about me. It's in the Library of Congress. Did you know that? Also, you can go ahead and get the Keys Against the Enemy that's going to empower you and get you ready for the next level of your prayer life. It's a 90-day spiritual boot camp, and that just came out. And you got to tune in to the podcast at CPN, the Keys Against the Enemy. And don't forget, you guys, to get in shape. It ain't too late. Bunny bodies are made in the wintertime, so it's no excuse, none whatsoever. Yeah. I know some of y'all done threw your hands up and working out. Gina G, I ain't going to throw your name out there. Y'all started off good. It just fell off. Listen, get back on. You didn't think I noticed, but I did. you kind of split it under while I was going through a little turmoil, a boot camp season. But I was watching, and I ain't say nothing. Listen, but she's gonna be moving closer, so I'm gonna get her. But anyway, and I got you too. All you gotta do is download your copy at Health and Soul on myhealthandsoul.com. That's the digital copy, or you can order your hard copy at also myhealthandsoul.com. Get your copy, Google it, find out about it. Health and Soul, live healthy, live whole. Live in your destiny, good people. It's all about the living whole for God. He died on that cross, buried, was resurrected for you to have resurrection power. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you right here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat.